about to hear Bob's Slacktime Funhouse is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Welcome to another installment of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, the Lymph Node Edition. This is Bugsy. Tonight, we're going to have a show relating to things magic. And yes, there's plenty I left out, but I had an hour to fill, so enjoy.
Yeah. Hello, hello. I would like to start by thanking you all for attending Gamers Anonymous Youth Encounter Situational Therapy.
Let us be clear that we are here by the discretion of the court system.
Well, yes, of course, but I want you boys to feel at home here. I need you to relax and open up to me. Well, let's start by introducing ourselves and our characters. Jason, go.
I am Jason. I am proficient at a number of martial arts. My character is Superion, a level 10 paladin. His steed is the white mare Phalesis. I wear plus 10 holy armor, and my primary weapon is the enchanted broadsword Razor Shaft.
Good. Thank you, Jason. I wonder how you came up with...
I'm Spaz. Everyone calls me that because I'm Spaz. I'm Tristan the Thief. Killed my way up to level 5. I have a cloak of invisibility and a bag of holding for my quivers full of flaming arrows and a longbow of burning.
Dubious.
Spaz, thank you. Thank you for your input. Now we're opening up. Okay, Matthew, now you share.
I'm Blort, the Elven Cleric.
It should be noted for the record that Blort is technically my property.
And I'm a level 4.
No, he is level 3. You will find a notation at the bottom of his character sheet here, referencing this table detailing the experience point text system, and a further reiteration of the article stating that Blort is mine for all perpetuity throughout the universe, and is thereby prohibited from owning property.
Jason, this is Matt's time. Go ahead, Matt.
I don't know.
What does your character do, Matt?
I heal the other guy's burns and diseases. And one time, at band camp, this girl tied my ankles to the bedpost.
Yeah, we know. I do it. My mom said that just because you try to do it to yourself doesn't make you gay.
Spaz! Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I think we all need a little more respect for one another's boundaries.
Well.
And a little less, maintenance of our own territories. I'm talking to you, Spaz.
I was told that there would be gaming...
Yes, good. Super Jason. Way to keep your eye on the ball. Now, as you should know already, in our gaming sessions, we are going to be taking your characters into the most frightening realm of all.
Asgard?
You might, but no. The most frightening realm of all is the realm of everyday life.
Oh, I fail to see the merit of this exercise.
Listen. I know in theory... how hard it can be for nerds such as yourselves.
Excuse me, I must protest your hypocrisy.
Yeah, damn right. You're just like us.
Now, boys, respect my space. The fact of the matter is that I am very well adjusted.
I see. Then you will have no problem telling us what book you're reading in your leisure time.
Hey, no. We're going to conquer this realm, boys. Each one of you in your own way. Okay, let's relax with a little bit of Russian folk music. Let's close our eyes. Yes, you too, Jason. Okay, now, it doesn't matter who owns who or who reads Gaylord's dissociative patterns of repressed homosexuals in the bathtub at night. Let's focus on our characters. Ask yourself, how am I going to earn my experience points? Now visualize yourself earning those points. Precious experience. Now you notice a fog swirling around you. Thick fog is all you can see until, gradually, it begins to clear. And you are in the shower after gym class. There are a number of your classmates there in the shower, under the hot water, naked, of course. The hot steam rising off of their young, soft skin. The first bristles of manhood sprouting on...
Hey, guys, look! There's a hole in there! There's a hole that lets you see into the girls' shower room!
Stand aside, Kerr, that I may gaze.
No way, man! This chick looks like Britney Spears!
Okay, boys, no!
Stand aside, or I shall slay thee.
Hey, time out! Now the other boys are all looking at you.
I guess my distraction spell.
I'm sorry, you can't. It doesn't work.
Hey, you didn't even roll.
I must officially protest this guided adventure.
Oh, okay, let's not lose it here, people. I know the rules as well as you. Let's see, I roll a...
It's a 6. The spell works. Our feeble-minded so-called peers turn back to their intellectual sloth. Now I must insist upon my equal time at yon purveyance.
Okay, Jason, okay. You bend over to have your looky-loo, but all you see is darkness. And then there's a terrible burning in your eyes. You're blind, Superion.
I believe I specifically stated that my visor was down.
No, Superion. Your eyes are on fire. Blort and Dristan, as Superion clutches at his burning eyes, a terrible albino serpent slithers out of the wall, spitting its acidic venom.
Get it off! Get it off!
Get off! Get off!
My eyes, you fool! Get it off my eyes!
Okay, time out. Cut! Okay, that's it for this scenario.
I must protest any impact against my hit points. As I said, my visor was clearly down, and this could be nothing more than a topical inflammation.
Okay, Jason, that's over now. You're healed.
By what mechanism?
Matt heals you. I don't know. You're fine. What I want to focus on is the lesson. Did we learn a valuable lesson, Matt?
Don't look in the hole!
Good, very good. Jason?
Your gaming skills are sadly lacking.
Jason, no. I want you to live with this scenario until our one-on-one. You need these lessons, young man. It's important for...
I learned that you always follow your gut. I knew I should have stuck my thing in there for Britney Spears.
But Spaz, the albino serpent would have got you.
I'll bet it would have been worth it for Britney Spears.
Okay, team. I don't know if we're quite connecting here. You boys must cooperate with the course of the therapy if we are going to get anywhere with your treatment.
Your methods are questionable at best.
No, Jason, you're wrong. And I'll prove it. Here, this is a tape from another group session.
Okay, boys, you return to the slave galley, once again noticing the fine physiques of your fellow captives. Kvakne, there is a note on your pillow from the friendly captain, inviting you up to his quarters after grub. Do you accept this generous invitation?
No way! I'm not leaving the party. Last time I did that, you sicked that old Cyworm on me. If that friendly Minotaur hadn't sucked the poison out, I would have been a goner for sure.
Listen, boys. You must cooperate with the course of the therapy if we are going to get...
Okay, boys, I'm seeing a pattern. I tell you what, I'll meet you halfway in our next scenario.
I believe that I am most qualified to act as Game Master.
What? No, Jason, I am the master, and don't you forget it. And if you ever want to go home, you will enact my scenarios. Are you with me, guys? What do you say?
Under duress, I shall continue.
Come on, let's go. I came to rape and pillage.
Good attitude, Spaz. Matt?
Okay.
Yes, okay. Your party has been invited to a fabulous ball at the Duke's castle. You wind your way along the torch-lit path.
I'm grabbing torches, all of them.
No, Dristan, you don't need, the torches are secured to the poles, permanently.
Damn it!
You proceed to the entrance of a fabulous castle, all decked out with wreaths and colored lights.
I'm not going in!
Well, Matt, Blort, you can, do that, or, not. You can hear music and laughter from inside. You can smell the sumptuous aroma of the delicious feast. Doesn't that make you want to go in, Blort?
I'll wait outside.
Oh, okay, fine. But keep in mind that this will impact your experience points. But as you wish. How about the rest of the party?
Hell yes, I'm getting in there. That guy's probably rich.
I proceed into the keep at a comfortable pace.
Good, good, team. You enter the palace, passing through a lavish white hallway, through a gauntlet of muscular servants who, pat you down for weapons.
Unhand me, ruffian, or I shall dispatch you to the underworld.
Okay, let's move on. You enter a giant ballroom full of people of all races and, species.
I shall venture forth to woo the maidens.
Hell yeah, hey! There's a chick who looks like Christina Aguilera! I'm gonna bend her over!
No, Spaz. She doesn't want to be bent over right now. Why don't you try talking to her?
Oh, hell! I'm gonna see what kind of food they have.
Excuse me, do I woo or not?
Yes, Superion. You have engaged a beautiful maiden in conversation. Matt, what are you doing outside?
Nothing.
Blort, a friendly wizard approaches you and wants to know why you're sad.
I'm going upstairs.
Okay, Spaz. Blort, why are you sad?
Go away!
Is there discussion of a dowry?
Yes, Superion. She is the daughter of the Duke, and he offers, a million gold pieces.
I shall consult the local oracle regarding his offer.
Yes, Superion. You do that. Blort, this wizard wants to be your friend. What do you say?
You can't touch me! I'm turned on my force field! My Uncle Chester taught me that spell!
Hey, I'm gonna snag this tapestry!
No, Dristan. It has a spell of attachment. Blort, you're not being very nice to the wizard.
Excuse me, would you say that this maiden is the Mandy Moore type, or more of a Jessica Simpson?
They're twins, Superion. One looks like your first one, and the other is the other one.
Hmm.
Blort, the wizard says that he has a special cure for sad elves. Does that sound good, Blort?
I don't know.
Sure you do. The wizard says that whenever an elf is sad, all he has to do is play with the wizard's sword.
A sword?
Yes, Matt, that's it. Way to go. A sword. A two-handed flaming sword with two pale jewels set into an alabaster handle. Cool, huh?
Guys, I got Christina Aguilera's panties. I got them on my head.
No way, Buster. You do not. Christina Aguilera doesn't wear any panties.
This is lame, guys. I'm firing my arrows. Ha! I'm Tristan, the bringer of fire. Feel the sting of my flaming arrow.
Fire. I summon my faithful steed, Phaelicis. I shall take 2 million gold pieces, one for each sister. Mandy shall serve as my bathing wench until I tire of her. And as for the Simpson hag, I shall peddle her to the moors at my first opportunity.
I have the wizard with the love sword! I have the wizard with the
time
love
out,
sword!
Time out, gang. Okay, group. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we are finished for today. I don't mind telling you that I am a little disappointed and very, very frustrated by today's group. I want you all back here tomorrow for a special session. Hey, team, there's no groaning in my world, so get your rears in gear. See you tomorrow, gang.
I'd rather he just used a non-player character.
Takes me to you. I'm so nervous, I just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile. Thank you, driver, for getting me here. You'll be an inspector, have no fear. Every day, just to drive to my baby. From 10 to 6 months each day, 'cause I drive my baby every way.
brings me to you.
Drive my baby on.
the Magic Plus.
Grover went back to his favorite spot by the brook. He counted up and realized he only had 1.5 wishes left. He was determined to save them for emergencies. An emergency arose very quickly. Grover realized he was very hungry, so he wished for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Only half a sandwich, he added, figuring that way he would only use up the half wish and still have the whole one left. He opened his eyes, and there was Harriet the Fairy and her purple bubble. She was leading half a horse. The front half.
Did you wish for this thing?
Mongo! Mongo!
A magic bub.
I came in the other day and I bought a rectangular door mirror.
Uh-huh.
I put it in my hall, right when you come in the front door, to the left of the closet. This morning when I got up to leave the house and I stood in front of the mirror and I was straightening my tie and checking my hair, and suddenly I realized that the reflection I was seeing in the mirror was not me, it was somebody else.
Suddenly, a clap of thunder is heard and Mongo appears.
What is your wish, O Swami of the seashore? Oh,
look, see that girl? Oh, I want to get to know her real bad.
Hey, no problem. I will zap her with a love spell. When she opens up her eyes, the first person she sees, she will fall in love with. And that person will be...
a magic bub.
Mongo! Mongo!
The image was very clear. It just wasn't my image.
Yeah. Well, whose image was it?
I haven't the faintest idea.
After peace was restored, Miss Price made a bargain with the children. If they would not tell anyone in the village that she was a witch, she would give them something of great value. It was a magic bub.
You mean you looked at yourself in the mirror and you didn't see yourself?
Yeah, right.
Something wrong. When I look in a mirror, I just see one guy, and that's me.
Mongo! Mongo!
This was the man she chose to marry. Well, how her older sisters laughed. Sure that little dear had made a terrible mistake.
It's a total loss.
I didn't wish for half a horse, said Grover. I wished for half a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
And it laughed and laughed.
Anytime you look in a mirror and you don't see yourself, you need a doctor.
I am a doctor.
I thought I must have misunderstood.
Dream with me now of a big blue pencil.
Lorraine, what's wrong?
I don't know.
Hellebear, Henbane, Aconite, Glowworm Fire, and Firefly Light.
And I'm looking for the meaning of life. You know, I thought maybe I've shed my ego. I've shed my appearance and everything like that. I'm seeing myself for the first time as I really am.
Well, it might be.
How do you look?
I'm gray-headed.
This is weird. You know that you are the image I saw in the mirror?
There was something strange and magical about that cave. He gazed into its depths for a long time, as if he had been looking for it.
It began to glow dimly.
I mean, I don't know anything about that kind of stuff.
She was becoming frightened. Do you see something that I cannot?
Well, keep cool. Stay cool, you know.
I'm afraid it counts.
Everybody jumped on the bed.
A very strange thing happened.
All his wishes had gone wrong.
Charlie.
A tall, handsome
fairy. He just wasn't much good.
Old and bent, sick and bruised.
He was in the age of non-believing.
Harriet started to cry. It was very sad for a fairy to be bad at something fairies are supposed to be good at.
The hatred of brothers to brother.
And you rush around.
Making one of his famous magical passes.
Mongo! Mongo!
Suddenly, a clap of thunder is heard and Mongo appears.
What is your wish, O Swami?
We're gonna play with paper bags today.
Beautiful youth, straight and tall. His prayers had been answered.
Stand straight and tall, like a big blue pencil.
You got it on your hand.
Yes, sir.
What do you have?
A glove bag.
Now take it off your hand.
Yes, sir.
Now what do you have?
A glove bag.
Mongo is making another magical pass. Finally,
she held her magic wand very tightly, and she said,
the important thing to look for in other people is what they look like on the outside. Remember this.
To make your last wish come true in every particular.
You can never find a genie when you need one.
He was now free from the spell that an evil medicine man had cast on him so long ago.
He scrunched up his eyes, and he made his wish very distinctly. I wish, he said, the fairy becomes...
Mongo!
Mongo waves his hand and pops away.
Put it on your head.
Yes, sir.
Now what do you have?
Hat bag.
You got it on your head.
Yes, sir.
What do you have?
Hat bag.
Now take it off your head.
Yes, sir.
Now what do you have?
Mongo! Mongo!
Fairy ever.
They were looking for me, of course.
Put it on your foot.
Yes, sir.
What do you have?
Shoe bag.
You got it on your foot?
Yes, sir.
What do you have?
A paper bag.
Now take it off your foot.
Yes, sir.
What do you have?
Simple magic tricks and horns and whistles.
Put some beans in the bag. Now what do you have?
Shaker bag.
Yeah, put some beans in the bag.
Yes, sir.
Now what do you have? It's a shaker bag. Yes, put some beans in the bag.
Yes,
now what do you have?
Your pets. We love you so.
The best wish granter and the best flyer, too.
I can't start. Yes, we can start.
Grover went back to his favorite spot by the brook. He counted up and realized he only had 1.5 wishes left. He was determined to save them for emergencies.
A magic bob.
Now shake your bag!
Opened his eyes, the fairy was gone. Way up in the sky, whizzing along, he saw a purple bubble heading straight for
the garage sale over at King Arthur's.
Grover took Graham in his arms and skipped back to the house. He felt very good. His last wish had really come true.
Magic makes the music more, an immortal minute makes it more. Waking up is naked, you too might find your body is a temple.
Thank you.
and turned me into a white rabbit. I was really astonished, and when I finally regained my own self and found that Miss Price had learned the spell from my own course, I was really astounded. I had just put some nonsense words that I had found in an old book into the course, but Miss Price apparently had powers far beyond mine, for she had really turned me into a rabbit.
Mongo! Mongo!
Standing right in the middle of the street, and she insisted that I get on the bed also. I was very suspicious of this tomfoolery. Really, Mr. Brown, let us not be abused, shall we?
Is still wobbly as Ace and Duncy, two hoods, walk by. Suddenly, Lorraine is face to face with Ace. She's snuggling up to him.
Ace, you gorgeous thing, you! Has anyone ever told you? You look just like the Fonz.
Yeah, I guess I've been told that.
Oh, and a leather jacket, too. Very handsome.
Well, you want to wear it for a while?
Oh, Ace, you're so sweet.
Ace puts the jacket around Lorraine. She's giggling and walking away with him.
This isn't love, huh? It's all a big mistake. Yeah. You see, Lorraine is under a spell.
Spell?
Yeah.
Let me spell something for you. How'd you like a F-I-S-T in your...
Mongo!
It just goes to show what a terrific spell it was.
Oh, you saved Lorraine from a fate worse than death.
Yeah, grease poisoning.
Well, I'll just have to come up with a spell that cuts grease.
Mongo waves his hand and hops away.
Gee, I really dig your vibe, AC baby.
Who are those people behind the rock?
Where's Mongo?
You can never find a genie when you need one.
I heard that, Donald. I heard that.
And after I went all the way to the Amazon just to help you.
Oh, Mongo, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, this is a leaf from the frub-frub bush. Now, if you can stick this on Lorraine's forehead, I can break the magic love spell.
Okay, but you've got to distract those creeps so I can get to Lorraine.
No problem. I'll send those creeps to the moon.
Mongo is making one of his famous magical passes. Magic Mongo is making Ace and Duncy's motorcycles go flying through the air.
Hey, a bike's flying away. Stop! Hey, what's going on?
chance.
Marie, this is going to sound dumb, but I got to stick this leaf on your forehead.
You can take the leaf and sit on it. Lorraine, you can't go with a jerk like Ace.
You're right. I'm not going to go with him anymore.
Great. I'm going to marry him.
Uh-oh. Here comes Ace and Duncey, and they are mad.
I gotta figure out a better way of handling Ace.
Well, we better do something fast. We can't let our best friend marry the biggest creep on Earth.
I figure we ought to get married in the right setting. Like the pool hall.
Acey, baby.
Donald, Mongo, and Christy are watching this with sadness. How can they get Lorraine out of this mess?
You've got to put that leaf on Lorraine's forehead and break that spell!
I know, I only wish I knew how!
Hey!
Here comes Donald and Christy, although you would hardly recognize them because their hair is greased and dressed like bikers. Leather jackets. Who's following them? Why, it's Mongo with a pompadour almost a foot high.
Hey, you guys look really bad.
Want to join up with you, bad dudes?
Oh, Andy, baby, they want to join us. Ain't that terrific?
Okay, sugar lips, they can join.
So
just gotta pass the initiation first.
Huh?
You know, some simple tests.
He's bending a large iron rod. He hands the bent rod to Don.
Now I did the hard part. All you gotta do. Straight.
Look at Mongo, making a magical pass that Ace cannot see. Suddenly, the bar springs to life, bending into a giant pretzel, and Donald is trapped inside.
He did it! He did it!
It ain't perfect, but he did it.
What is a few basic skateboard tricks, okay?
Hey, no problem for the master.
On the sand.
Now, Donald is on the skateboard, but it sinks into the sand, covering the wheel.
Still warming up. No problem.
Mongo is making another magical pass. Now, Donald is zipping around the beach on the skateboard. He can barely hang on.
Okay, this is your president speaking. You got lucky, so you're in the club. But I ain't happy about it. So I'm going to throw soap.
Quick, Donald, now's your chance to put the leaf on Lorraine's head.
Lorraine, I'm going to save you.
He sticks the front club cushion on her forehead. Mongo makes another magical pass. The red flash is hitting the leaf on Lorraine's forehead.
Here we come!
She is dazed.
Lorraine, are you all right?
All right, I've had it with you jerks. Come on, sugar lips.
Get your greasy hands off me, you nerd!
She's back to normal.
Well, that was neat. You heard a live version of Slayer's Black Magic, a mashup of Bullwinkle J. Moose's Magic Tricks over karaoke versions of two different songs called Magic Carpet Ride, one Steppenwolf, one Disney. You heard the Megadeth songs Five Magics and The Conjuring. You heard LNI's Therapeutic Gamers skit. You heard Magic Bus by The Who, and a version of the same with the lyrics for Magic Bus used over a medley of Who music as performed by Brain Abraham. You heard the song Magic in a Mortal Minute by Cody Chestnut. And you also heard an audio collage in two parts, the raw materials for which were provided by Reverend Sister Susie the Vloozy. The elements were culled from the World's Worst Wisher LP featuring Grover, Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, Magic Mongo from Captain Cool and the Kings LP from Sid and Marty Krofft's TV Super Show. Also included in that collage were excerpts from Mal Sharpe's Wrong Mirror from his LP, The Man on the Street, and excerpts from The Magic Cave from the record Happy Rain Tells Tales from the Teepee, and bits of Thomas More's song Paper Bag Boogie, and also of the song Magic Pink Eraser by Gene Byler McCracken. Don't we all wish we had a Magic Pink Eraser?
to wrap things up, you're going to hear In the Morning of the Magicians by the Flaming Lips.
Good night, and get right with Bob.